boom bap, syndicate, syndicate. Boom. Hey, look, man, I turn anything into a mother effing beat, man. I turn it into a song, man. Told y'all, man, it's the Boom Bap Syndicate. Boom, 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 boom. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, man, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. We got the Young God.
Peace, peace, everybody. It's King Wise, your big brother. What's good?
Ah, yeah. And we got Malik and Lavelle, G.O. in the building.
Yes, sir. What it do? What it do?
Come on, man. How y'all young boys feeling right now, man?
Feeling great, man. We got a show in a couple hours. About to go rip that shit.
Ah! Yes, so let's talk about that, man. Y'all just doing a tour right now, man. What's going on with that?
Yeah, man. We was in our hometown, Victoria, first night. And then we was in our actual hometown, Langford, all on the island. And then the next night was Nanaimo. So we had three triple header last weekend, which was awesome. It was awesome. It was a good weekend. It was really our first taste of, like, actually touring. So we had, like, opened on tour before and stuff. But this time we, like, headlining and stuff, so to speak. And you know, like, it's a little bit of a different position to be in, you know. We helping to set up shows and stuff, and we learn a little bit more about the business, you know.
Indeed.
Different playing field for sure, you know. Like, it's a lot more responsibility on our plate, you know, with all the planning and shit. But you know, we stepping into that role pretty nicely, and it's good to expand, you know. Always.
Yeah, man. And I mean, man. So as you know, artists, you know, having to be entrepreneurs, or you know, basically being your own boss, like, how have you guys found that transition, like, dealing with the business aspect of it?
We've been stumbling for sure, you know. I'm gonna be real with you, you know, it's a steep learning curve, you know. And you know, I think personally for me, it's like, I grew up wanting to be a rap artist, like an artist first, you know. But when you get a little older, like when it was Leek and I in the basement of his parents' crib, we was like blazing or whatever and talking about, yeah, man, we gonna rip stages and this, that, and the third. You don't really think about, like, how you gonna get to the stage. Are you gonna get merch? How you gonna set all that up? How you gonna get the other artists involved on the show and stuff? And you know, it's a lot more background work than you know, even though we knew there was a lot of that to do, it's more than we even thought, in my opinion.
Nah, and you know, like, we never ran into, like, problems like this, but you know, like, money makes friends turn to foe. You know, but that's something that we navigating, and just like the financial aspect, you know, and like handling the business side, like, it's a big eye opener, you know. And it just making me and my boy closer at the same time.
For
we trying to just hold it down, you know.
So we learning together, man, and that's part of the reason why, like, I'm just so grateful that, like, it's really a family thing. Like, you know, like I got my girl Jazzy Fizzle right here.
Jazzy Fizzle,
Jazzy Wazzy. She hold it down with the camera work. She slick with it too.
Okay.
Like, all our content and stuff, you know.
Respect.
I got my moms out here. She taking track of our stock and stuff, our merch and stuff.
There
you
go.
I got my little brother doing the logo for us, and then I got my other brother right here, and he and I we locking in on the business. And you know, we trying to build a little, you know, little machine, you know. We trying to take
not
that
a little machine, that's a big machine, man.
Yeah, man. We trying our best to build, like, a little community around our art, and that's, I think, the part that's been, like, the hardest. But it's also been, it's made me realize how blessed I am personally to have, like, everybody that I love be a part of what I'm doing, and what my brother and me are doing. And it's a cool feeling, man. And like the other night when we was in Victoria, our hometown, or Langford rather, like, it was cool to see all the faces in the crowd, because it's everybody we grew up with. And like, it was a lot of love, man. And like, we had our grandparents came out, you know. It was a real family affair.
It was
cool, man. So you know, we just navigating that, you know. It's interesting, but you know, I know I can never be too far gone with my brother with me, you know. So
And something I always try to remind each other of is, like, shit takes a village, man. Yep. And, you know, we try to wear all the hats, but, you know, you got to put them bitches down sometimes, you know, and then let somebody else take control at
Indeed,
the same time, you
right.
know.
Indeed.
You still
got
to
pick the mic
trust.
Up, you know.
Yeah. You definitely got to trust, right? And, I mean, yeah, bro, like, you know, one of the nine elements of hip-hop is actually street entrepreneurialism, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, the entrepreneurialism aspect is, like, because back before they had the internet, you know what I mean, you had to hit the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, even for me, like, I remember hitting the streets when I was rapping with this one group when I first started rapping, and
you know, we hit Granville and we just sell CDs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, you know, I mean, obviously niggas be selling, you know, out they trunk, right? Master P, that's how Master P blew up,
yeah.
Right? Like millionaire probably. No, let's say billionaire, but millionaire for sure.
Quarter of a billion at least.
At least, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, to hear that you got your family involved, and that's what it's about, bro. You know what I mean? And so, like, how do the people in Langford receive y'all?
So, I mean, I think we were pretty blown away.
Yeah.
You know? You know?
That motherfucker was packed out.
Yeah, real talk. That's our biggest show.
Yeah.
And that felt good.
Yeah.
I know. I speak for both of us. Like, you know, we used to dream about like the people we came up with in life, pulling up to our shows and stuff, and they all came through like in a major way. And you know, I know I was blown away by all the love and support. And you know, it just made me feel so grateful, like to have good people around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't have that. We do. We're lucky in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely, man. Most definitely, bro.
What were you expecting?
You know, that's a good question. I think I'll speak for me personally. I never thought that, like, I always feel like, you know, we got to sell people on what we're doing. Like, growing up, I've always felt like we've had to sell people on what we're doing. And then, you know, after this weekend, it made me realize that it's not something we got to sell people on, you know, anymore. Like, we really do this. And, you know, I was just surprised about the positive reactions, I guess. Because I often think of things like glass half empty type, you know, and like thinking that people want to see you fail, but that ain't always true. Especially that this weekend really taught me that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And that's a you know, we're gonna travel a little bit, you know. We're gonna deal with, you know, when it comes to dealing with the mind, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta understand, like, there's five levels to the mind. You know what I mean? There's your conscious, your subconscious, your super conscious, your magnetic conscious, and your infinite conscious. And you know, one of the most important ones is your subconscious, right? Your subconscious is the one that holds those belief systems, you know what I'm saying? Those ideas, right? So when you say that you look at the glass half empty, you know what I'm saying? It's more so it's like, okay, where in life did that, you know, experience happen, if it did, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or where did you allow and give that validation, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you gotta look at the glass always half full.
100%.
Overflow.
100%.
Because when it's overflow, then that's when you magnetize overflow. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I came to learn later in life.
Right.
Nobody taught me about the mind, bro. You know what I'm saying? And like how we really manifest, how we really bring things into existence, bro.
For sure.
A lot of time it's people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like if you study any type of Egyptology, you know what I'm saying, you deal with like hermetic principles, they'll tell you, man, the first law is the universe is mental. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything is happening in the minds. You know what I mean? Right now we in the projection of somebody else's mind, but also our minds collaborating. You know what I'm saying? Because look, it took somebody thought about SFU. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like, yo, I'm gonna build SFU,
right?
Started with their imagination. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's, you know, in my personal opinion, it's terrible to tell a child not to imagine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that is literally, that's literally, like, controlled imagination. Bro, that's what makes things happen, my nigga. Like, at the end of the day, I don't care if you don't subscribe or not. Like, you're gonna find out. You're gonna find out. You know what I'm saying? Fuck around and find out. Because, yo, everything is caused by us, bro. We cause these situations.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Every situation I've ever been in my life, bro, I caused. That's another universal principle, cause and effect, right? And so, yo, my G, start looking at that glass overrunneth. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming for you.
What?
You know what I mean?
Oh, I hear that.
Success is knocking at your door. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid. That's a big thing, bro. I'm telling you, man. I don't know if niggas tell you that, right? Don't be afraid.
No, I feel that.
Don't be afraid of your success. Don't be afraid of yourselves.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point, right? I think honestly, more so, like, back to what you said, like, why I would think that way,
mm-hmm.
is because it's like,
I think that's where it comes from, like being afraid that it's actually like I knew our music's good, like I can't nobody tell me otherwise, you know, respectfully. But you know, I think I'm like honestly afraid of other people feeling that, you know, like a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Yeah, I mean, well, because like it's a foreign feeling, you know, and shit. Like, you know, growing up, we, you know, somebody trying to rap where we're from, you know, it's getting clowned out or some shit, getting validated. So, you know, it was just foreign, you know. I hear where you coming from.
100%.
Yeah, man. And I'm like I said, man, y'all got that Yankee sound too. You know what I mean? And so that's real. I'm telling you, man. Look, bro, America runs hip hop, bro. He knows, because he knows. I teach him the same thing. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, man, like, bro, it's like, man, telling you, bro. I don't even like, look, bro.
You guys,
yo, I'm telling you, bro. You know what I mean?
I was shook the other day.
Don't go there. Yeah. That was, you know what I mean?
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
You guys are whack, and you guys are not whack.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that's it. What I'm saying, right? There's no quality control out here, bro. You know what I mean? And that's what internet, TikTok, Instagram. You know what I mean? That shit fucked up the game, bro. You know what I mean?
For
sure. It did. SoundCloud, like, yo, bro. How many of these niggas with these fucking wigs and these goddamn rainbow hairs and fucking, you know what I mean, come to find out they're federal agents and, you know what I mean, bro? It's just like,
no, I feel you. Not everybody should have a microphone.
Yo, bro.
It's like, yo, if you want to be a doctor, you step some stages, you can't just be a doctor.
Yeah, I feel that.
Straight up, bro.
100%. For everybody.
Yo.
At the same time, to get into certain places, there's some people who are like, why are you interested?
100%.
Yeah, man.
No, that's real shit. You can't just go to a clinic and say, I'm going to practice. you know?
I'm your plumber.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, and then you just sitting there watching YouTube videos trying to figure it out. Because, you know, and there's something to that. Because I think it's really cool that everybody, like a part of me thinks it's really cool that everybody can go out and project their message to the world. Mm-hmm. However, when you have that freedom, of course, there's going to be people preaching a whack message. Mm-hmm. And that's just what comes with the territory, you know? It's like, not everything's good, not everything's bad, but is that I definitely agree with y'all.
I like that.
Not everybody should be able to rap. You should have a doctorate for it.
You know, honey, well, you know, and that's right? Like, there has to be that BS, right? Because that is the balance in life. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
It's that positive and the negative. It's the good, it's the bad. It's the ugly, it's the beautiful. You know, it's all of that, right? So, you know, they all play in their part. You know what I'm saying? These little NPCs and these bots and shit. You know what I mean? Bunch of freaking trolls and all of that. You know what I mean? Like, yo, man, even 50 has his role in hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, you know, man, like, this guy, I gotta give it to him, man. He's a fucking mastermind when it comes to just breaking people down. You know what I'm saying?
Hundo.
Like, the way he does his thing, you know what I mean? Like, he's grinding, bro. He's grinding.
Yeah, man.
But look, what do you expect? No father. His mother was murdered. You know what I mean? He got shot 9 times. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
You can't discount the perspective that he's had. Like,
right?
Everything is a troll to him because, you know, he
came in the game dissing, bro.
Yeah, man.
Y'all ever heard How to Rob?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yo, I love these guys. I love these guys. Yo, man, y'all ever watch Scarface?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh!
On,
yo, boom, 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 boom.
Hey, you need people like me, man.
Yo, bro, come on. Yeah. Look, bro. Look, man, he know. Bro, you know how many young niggas don't even ever seen Scarface, bro? You know how many kids I know in this world that never seen Scarface, bro? Even
That's
older
crazy.
Than you. That never seen Scarface.
That's
yo, bro.
Nah, man.
Bruh.
Like, my folks, and I always tell them this, I'm like, I don't think y'all ever left, like, the 90s. Like, my parents are still in the 90s, early 2000s, you know? They never left that. So I was, like, just raised in that, you know?
Straight up, bro. And that's what I mean. Like, that that right there, it plays a part in the culture, you know what I'm saying, 100%. Of hip hop, right? Even though some people would be like, nah, that's a negative aspect of it, but you gotta understand that it influenced hip hop at a major scale, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be Scarface, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the streets, you know what I mean? And then taking that, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, The Godfather, Goodfellas, you know, you got Belly, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are all very, you know, New Jack City. These are all, like, very, what's the word, man? Like, oh, man, just very influential, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, yo, man, if y'all niggas watch that shit, then I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm losing my mind right now. So I want to go into the next track that I got for y'all. Hold on. Yo, just scroll through the next. What's the next one on the list right there? The Rain. Talk about that, man.
So you take this one.
The Rain. Oh, shit. I mean, honestly, that just started from like a, like, what was it, like one verse. Yeah. Really, that I wrote in Ontario, and then I brought back when I moved back to BC, and then we found some new prod for it. In like 15 minutes, we wrote that chorus. That was a quick one, and then we ended up getting Vel's verse together, and that was we knew that that was gonna be a staple on this project.
Oh yeah,
you know, just like Changes, you know, emulating pain, emulating the process, and yeah, that one sit real close to both of us. I can speak for both of us on that. For sure.
That one, that's a special track, man. I love that song. It's just one of them ones. It's like, again, it's one of them songs that, like, when we first met, like day one we met, that's what we had in mind. You know, it took a while to get there, man. I can't lie. We had to grow, and you know, I feel like we grew into songs like that. And, you know, I think that's. I love the journey, and I love that song. That song means a lot.
Yo, man, and the rhythms are all very cohesive. Like, you know what I'm saying? The sound is very cohesive. It's not a bunch of different random sounds. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just very melanin. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just really, no,
I appreciate,
like,
that, cause it's intentional.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Right? It's the atom. You know what I'm saying? The atom got the proton, the neutron, and the electron. You know what I'm saying? And if the electron ain't a part of that, then what does that become? A free radical. You can't have free radicals. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is very antioxidative, man. You know what I mean? God know what I'm talking about. He a biologist, man. He know what I'm talking about.
What's up?
Yeah, man.
Got one.
Okay, run. So, run.
Yeah. Lick a shot, scatter up the block like you supposed to. Bake the rock, put it in your sock like you supposed to. Stack your bread, keep the family fed like you supposed to. Dodging feds, living on the edge. Let's go. Lick a shot, scatter up the block like you supposed to. Bake the rock, put it in your sock like you supposed to. Stack your bread, keep the family fed like you supposed to. Dodging feds, living on the edge like you supposed to. Stuck within your ways, crime pays for an early grave. Catch you on that block, they light you up just like the holidays. Rob you for them J's, press you for that colorway. Don't be led astray, talk to God and get your soul appraised. I know this shit complicated, but you got what it take to make it. Demons by your side, infatuated by your lifestyle. Only get one shot at this, so make this shit all worth the while. Hold up, cause you stressing, but it only numb the pain for now. Pay up for the future now. You better invest, forget what a hater gotta say. They ain't pave your lane, stay down and bang your chest. I'm a lion untamed, I'ma snatch that throne to see unclaimed. Really, this ain't no thing. Tell them when I die, it's time to rest, boy. Lick a shot, scatter up the block like you supposed to. Bag the rock, put it in your sock like you supposed to. Stack your bread, keep the family fed like you supposed to. Dodging feds, living on the edge. Let's go. Lick a shot, scatter up the block like you supposed to. Bag the rock, put it in your sock like you supposed to. Stack your bread, keep the family fed like you supposed to. Dodging feds, living on the edge like you supposed to.
Yo, man, you better get that guard up. Gotta keep your head above water. It's all made to just keep you caught up. Then feed you like a lamb to the slaughter. Long nights with the rocks on the corner. Anything for some bands and Prada. Streets don't love you, you a martyr. Now you can't outrun what you brought on. That blight hustle, it ain't fast enough. Karma keep on catching up. She on my ass. If I keep my head up, know this shit will pass. In my coupe, speeding, blowing, throwing, hoping not to crash. Live the fast life to the gas light. Pop on a dash. Imagination running wild. Where will we be some years from now? On the stage or in the crowd?
getting paid or in the ground. I just wanna keep the family close and make my nana proud. Bust my ass from 9 to 5, past 6 I'm blowing loud. Lick a shot, scatter up the block like you supposed to. Bag the rock, put it in your sock like you supposed to. Stack your bread, keep the family fed like you supposed to. Dodging feds, living on the edge. Let's go. Lick a shot, scatter up the block like you supposed to. Bag the rock, put it in your sock like you supposed to. Stack your bread, keep the family fed like you supposed to. Dodging feds, living on the edge like you supposed to.
Back constant, still on some time shit, ready to bomb shit. Blink an eye, miss a comment, the comments, it's not a threat, it's a promise. Who be the olive skin mommy, the slanted eyes, rock em down, Medusa goddess, you bitch fucking strip, internet dead dawn, Facebook live getting fucked, wet on, pissed on, I want a low tight dawn, Yonkers born, Bobby Axel, Rod Long, Billy Yawns, Cruz little sis, my fam be the world, ride or die status, mama the madness, wild the queen, pure havoc, on the job, yeah. Learning off D-block, no security, slanted eyes, peep they insecurity, ain't no threat done, bubbling big with no burners on, leaking, bleeding hate so fake, got this, chill papa, let me stop this, before even approach you, box a 1-2 with the wit without showing who I'm with, agency respect, promise never tell, even tell my last breath, my mind breath. Is a drama, that got me looking back constant, still on some time shit, ready to bomb shit, blink an eye, miss a comment, the comments, it's not a threat, it's a promise.
My mind is the drama. They got me looking back constant. Still on some dumb God shit. Ready to bomb shit. Blink an eye, miss the comment. The comment. I got a light threat. Up. It's light a promise. D-block. Niggas sending open threats, but I promise I'll finish them. Open off the drama. Got me feeling more adrenaline. Kicking in. Second wind. Lighting up the medicine. You just want to party. I just want to get the weapon in. Rapping ever since I was a shorty on the corner. The sales in the building because it's hotter than the sauna. Crooked cops, plain clothes. Knocks try to swarm us. Niggas turn jealous. Started running with informers. They ain't run up on us like the stick up kids rolling with the crooks that'll split your wig looking for a jukes. But these niggas shook, but be killers on the gram. I read up grams and made a killing hand to hand. That's the difference. You peep in the comments, they unlisted. It never was a threat, it's a promise when I spit it. D block niggas will flip it and get the digits. And I'm rolling with the goddess MC. My mind is the drama. They got me looking back. Still on some dumb shit. Ready to bomb shit. Blink an eye, miss the comment. The comments, it's not a threat.
It's a promise. My mind is a drama. They got me looking back constant. Still on some dumb shit. Ready to bomb shit. Blink an eye, miss the comment. The comments, it's not a threat. It's a promise.
Yeah, I'm feeling so mixed up. Thoughts running wild. I'm trying to put it together, but it's gonna take a while. There's so much going on, I'm feeling overloaded. I got this weight on my shoulders, and yo, it's hard to hold it. But I'm all for it. Small nigga, large poet. Short when I'm speaking the truth, you're too small for it. Fast forward the drama that mama had to go through. Raising 4 kids, but did what she was supposed to. And I hope you do the same thing as what she used to say. Cause living life, you gotta work, it ain't all play. All day I dreamed about success, wanting the best things that life had to offer, and nothing less than yes. Dreams do come true, but only few are recognized when it's in front of their eyes and when it comes through. Song's about 2 hours away from its rising. My thoughts travel the globe, I can't tell you where my mind's been. Wise men do wise things, enough said. Listen up, cause it just might get you ahead. These cats be talking like they're tougher than lead, and the same lead they talking that they're tougher than to put them to bed.
Watch how we rise, rise to the surprise of us. Life will call survival when we show the world we're giving through the style, music, life, and the lyrics that we're spitting. How we pull together and mix rhythm with the right type of ism. It's the rubble in our system. Get to music, we play for the youths then.
I used to wonder when I was a younger man, would my dreams stay the same or would they slowly expand? Big demands on the ghetto youth. Grandmama's hands scolding you, molding you to seek the truth. Save your loot and stay bulletproof. Don't bite the hand that feeds you and watch those that watch you. Stay strong in this cold world and don't stick your dick in every girl cause every diamond ain't a pearl. Every man with his hand out ain't a man cause a real man learn how to do without. Get in where you fit in. If it ain't worth fighting for, it ain't worth living.
drive your own bus. You know your family raised you right, don't embarrass us. Carry on in life, but don't forget us. Remember, life is a fast lane, so buckle up.
So watch when we rise. Rise to the surprise, I love this. Life will call survival when we show the world we're giving through the style, music, life, and the lyrics that we're spitting. How we pull together our next rhythm with the right type of ism. It's the rebel in our system. Get our music, we play for the youths then. Drop heavy rhythm and then watch man grow. L-A-U-S-T original starts flow. Don't adjust the levels at your next rhyme show. Till you show the youth them the truth I know. Each one for teach one, educate your flow. So you'll never let it for the third cop blow. The truth to follow easy, it's like tic-tac-toe. Get the youth survival of extinction, yo.
Who made this?
Alberto Tubbs in the beat.
Time now. Right. I can show you the way how to get through these doors and make these plays. So when you meet the plug, you know just what to say. I can show you the way, give you this game on what to pay. So when you break it down, you know how much it weigh. Pop the check with my man when it got some grams. Wanna show that I could hustle, let him keep the scams. Had to find me a spot where I could be the man. Show my face here every day, I gotta feed the man. I make it back and spend the PC at the studio. Since the days of movie phone, I've been writing groovy flow. Shooters in my cipher, so they think before they try us. The whole East Harlem know I'm great, but they biased. Cause I showed them the way. I got through these doors and made these plays. Met the plug and knew exactly what to say. I could show you the way, give you this game on what to pay. You know feed came straight from round the way. I could show you the way how to get through these doors and make these plays. So when you meet the plug, you know just what to say. I could show you the way, give you this game on what to pay. So when you break it down, you know how much it weigh. I could show you the way, get through these doors and make these plays. So when you meet the plug, you know just what to say. I could show you the way, give you this game on what to pay. So when you break it down, you know how much it weigh. Like I'm the big gas smoker, never rock the choker. Eating fruit snacks, laying all up on your sofa. Hammers and the pokers, Bentleys and the Rovers. Versace links, match the details on the loafers. Can't pronounce the type of shit I be in. I keep hitting my head on the ceiling till my eyes look Korean. Defied all the odds I was seeing. Flying objects, lifting bodies, niggas died by my building. Abduction, learn to cook, following instructions. Heat the water, drop the soda, mix it to reduction. Without the marijuana, I don't really like the function. I play it cool like I hear my baby mama cousin. It's the rap David Ruffin. She calling me her husband. I was in London for a night and got it jumping. They love me like I was down. Like I was down with.
Down with Aventura or something like that, man. Menudo or something like that. Boy, smooth, man.